But he really has it on his Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
it's a big Mesivas Nefesh to give up on Mesivas Chanukah, you know, no question about it.
The Shiur today is being sponsored with Lishmas Rabbi Avraham Yehuda Ben Rabbi Gedalia Ol Shalom. Special thank you to Rosh Yeshiva for coming on such a busy night. Mazel Shabbos Chanukah all the way from Lakewood. Shkoyach, shkoyach.
So I'm going to start off a little bit of an important Aura in Yevamos. And then we'll go on to the Mai Chanukah. The Aura in Yevamos says, if you look at the first Mishnah in Abba Yevim Tai, the Mishnah goes into detail that there are many beers that are not kind of for Kedushin, but they are kind of Yevama. And they're called beers Geruas, like Shegig, Mezid, Va'inis, or Harar, and Rashi throws in Shalik Adarka. Now these are all what's called beers Geruas, and the Afra became the kind of the Yevama. And it seems to be Machagas in Gemara later if it's the kind of Choldover, even the Yosha, the Tamala, the Huff, and the Doreha, or only for the Dvoma, the Pasha. But that seems to be the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though you don't have over here Das to be Koina, a Beer Shayyeg Meizid Va'inis means you didn't realize that the Beer was with this woman, and Phil Hachi Koina. So this is the all I want to discuss with you, that it looks like in the Mishnah that the Chiddush is that even though you don't have Das Kinyin, you Koina. But the Hemshech Mishnah can't go that way. The Hemshech Mishnah says V'chein. All these beers, kigoyin shagig meizid va'ines, is also enough to passel an isha mishim zayna. Any kosher bas yisrael that ever went through a beer's nus of a korov of one of the arayas, she becomes a zayna. And the Tana is telling you v'chein that all these beers geruas that are mahani v'kinyan ayivama are also mahani to make a mishim zayna. Now there will be no havamina that it shouldn't help because you need das kinyan. That znus and that bias arayas is not an all gebayt on the das kinyan, but the Mishnah has to tell you v'chein that it's mahani these bias gruas, even to shafra to be a zayna. So from that part of the Mishnah, and v'chein sounds like it's the same chiddush, that we said by Yevama that it's koina, that same chiddush, it was saying over here that it passes mishum zayna, that they has nothing to do with the das kinyan. So Shema Minor, that the Chiddush even in the Reish has nothing to do with asking, and there's some other point over here that the Tana is saying, and I believe that that point is that a beer shegig meizid va'ines mitzad atzmoy, mitzad the etzma beer is goru yoyser from a regular beer. Just like you can understand that a hara or shaloi kedarka mitzad the etzma beer is goru, so a beer is a relationship, and if you didn't know that it was this person or it was va'ines, over shaking, over mazed, that is migarei and the chefs of the beer, and it's a chiddush that as that chefs of beer could accomplish to pass the mishum zayna and could accomplish the kinyayim. The chiddush of the mishnah is not because there's no das kinyan. That seemed to be partial to the tana that you might not need the das kinyan. That wasn't what he was coming to say. He was coming to say that a beer that's goruah mitzaratzma, there's some sawin in the beer, is still enough to be koyin. If Philim Yala das that you had das, let's say Baharo Yizik had the das to be koina, but Haro Baatzma is a beer gerua. It's only a tchilas beer. So who said such a beer could be koina beer vama? So that's the discussion. Let's say a beer gorba even mace could be is not even koina beer vama. That's not a chzol das. That's another chzol. It's a chzol in the actus of beer. So the chiddush that I'm pointing out is that even shegi mace vainis is a chzol in the actus of beer, and that's what the Tana came to teach us. Now, the Gemara says that if a guy was Yoshin and he was Bali Vimta, he's not Koina. And that's a problem that is showing him over there. Why is he not Koina? Why is Yoshin like Koina? Rashi says that even though you don't need Das for Kenyan, but you have to be at least Roy the Kenyan. When he's Yoshin, he's not Roy for any Kenyan. The Rashi says, why should you need Roy the Kenyan? If you don't need Das Kenyan, why should you need Roy the Kenyan? Rashi seems to apply the old principle of Kol Roy the Bila Ebila Markevis. And the Rashi does not seem to think that should be appropriate to apply that over here. I was trying to get after what to be the Sheirish of my colleagues. The Rashi says a different shot. Why Yoshin is like Kona? What is the fight with Rashi if it's Shaykh to say that you need at least that he should be royal Kenyan? Or there's no Shishdin? And in order to explain this, could be it's Kedai to go into once we learned out that the being Shaykh Mezivainis is Mahani. What is the pshat in that? Is the pshat is because the yavam is bechlal not being piled the kinyan at all? Once the yavam does the bia, it's sort of a mele. She's nikkas loy. It's not a pool and not a chalois that he's doing on his own. It's something that the Torah does when he does kaf for kaf. So mele is lemayel if he has das or not. That'd be one open to understand. Another open to understand is that whether he is being piled the kinyan. Just he doesn't need das to be kinyan because if he valtes the isha hikmal loy meshamayim. So it's something like das acheres makna, that whenever you have another das being makna to you, it's easier to be kinyan. So even if there's a gehoyin that's felt das, that's not enough to be mafkir kinyan. The ma'aser kinyan would still have enough of a chashivas. I was asking you, what is the principle of this inyan that is takamahani be gehoyin, even below dietary? Is it because it's isha hikmal loy meshamayim? So it's only a kinyan koldu they need. So in the kinyan koldu, this chesaron das doesn't passel it. Or the pshat is has nothing to do with his das. There's nothing to do with his ma'aser kinyan. Today was being makhnet to him. So what I would suspect is that this might be the sheirish or the sofik of the Mishlo Melech that came up with an issue which surprisingly we're not able to be mechriyat lahedi from any rishonim. Is the din that you need edus lekiyum adova b'shas the yavam is bar yavim to and he's kainer. We know about gitin kedushin. There's a din that you need edus lekiyuma. Is there that does that din also? By Kinyan Ayavama, that there has to be Aegis Lakiyim Adova, or Lematzinu, such a thing. And this is discussed in many Achrayim, if there is such a thing, and the Mishnah Melech does not really explain the study Asafik. At one point he says, if it's Mahani B'i Shagig, Mezid Vainas, so then maybe it's who is Mahani Shalei Be'edim. And Ramey Sivik was concerned to know what's the catch of these two dinim. Just because it's Mahani Shagig B'loi Das, what does it got to do with Edim? So Ramey Sibra says something along these lines that since it's Mahani B'loi Das, so you see it's only a Kinyan Koldehu, she's a really Bemis Niknas Loi, out the Zikya and out the Ishaq Lim and Shemayim. So Mameya, you don't need Edis Dekim because this is not really what's accomplishing the Issa Kulyam. She's already Asura Akulyam Kagdish, and he's still Sulu at least a little feed of Mandama than the Yivam Lashuk is Asura. And in condition Taifsen, so you see that there's already enough Ishas that's when they air conditioned types from anybody else. So that's what the Mishnah Melech meant. But I was trying to understand that maybe the Mishnah Melech meant something else when he told to be shaking. He meant to say that if it's Mahani being shaking, Mazid, so Shema Meno, you're not the one that's being piled the kinyan. Because if you would be the one being piled the kinyan, you would need das. And if you're not being piled the kinyan, then there's no din that you need Adis, Adikim, but Dovah Shabbat. That's the Yisod that Reb Chaim explains that the principle of Ein Dovah Shebe'el B'Parash Mishnayim does not mean that a Chalois Dovah Shebe'el cannot be Chal without Edim. It means you can't accomplish it. But let's see it's happening in Meila. Let's say a person is dying, and when he dies, his Isha becomes Mutal Shuk. So that's a Heta Azivikayoshim. So Dovah Shebe'el is being Chal. So let's say there were no Edim Likim Adovah B'Shas he died. No one ever heard that the Isha is not going to be Mutal Shuk. So Shema may know that there's no din adov shemeva can't be chal b'lei edim. The din is that when you're being piled, so a mensh is being piled, the heta by geirish and by misa, he's not being piled, the teira is mad to her. Well, let's see when the isha is mezana, she becomes neseras al baila. Let's say there were no edim b'shas maisa. So you might not know about it, but let's say he trusts her and he makes a shavian avsha. So then when they were saying, adov shemeva b'alos mishlayim, and maybe you need edis l'kiyim adov that has become neseras, and she's not neseras if she was mezana b'lei edim. And it's the same idea because she's not being piled the Issa, I did his nose. The tail is piled the Issa, I did his nose. So there is no problem with Ein Dovah Shebe'el B'Parash Mishnayim. So presumably, this is what the Mishnah Melech was thinking when he was saying that since in Mishnah state that the king that I even was enough be a Shegig Mezevaitis, so you see, you don't need his das. If you don't need his das, that means he's not being piled. If he's not being piled, then you don't need this Lakim Adobo. Then you don't have the klal of Ein Dovah Shebe'el B'Parash Mishnayim. This might have been the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. It's kedai to mention that the Rabbi Kveger and Rabbi Shlomo Meger have an interesting discussion that in all these beings that are going to be a Voma, Shagig Mezid Voinus, let's say he has Lahedi to get Das not to be king. But up until now he doesn't have Das Kinyan, but let's say he has Das Fakat. See, that comes up, let's say, by Mitzvahs Ein Tzvichas Kavanah, but if he has Das not to be Eitzah, that's worse than no Kavanah. So what's if he has das not to be kinyan? Rav Shlomo Meger made a discussion out of this, and Kreger wrote him the daita noita that Avada, even if he has das not to be kinyan, it's going to be kinyan. And this has to do with what we're talking, that if he's not being Poyel the Chalois, so his das is Loi Meilav Loi Meiratz, even if he has das, not to be Poyel. So in that topic of Rabbi Shlomo Eger, Rabbi Kveger was noita that even das behepoch, he'll still be Poyel. And in the topic of the Mishnah Melech, if you need Eidus Lekiyuma, Rabbi Kveger was noita that you don't need Eidus Lekiyuma, so those two things seem very good. He looked at it, that it's not a Chalois that you Poyel me das, it's a Meilav the Chalois. So both of these things would be true. It wouldn't make a difference if he has das for cat, and you would not need ages like you. So this is what I was wondering, if that is the pshat in the Rashi here, when Rashi says that Yoshin Likono, because he's not Roy Likinya. And the Rashi says, if you don't need das, who cares if he's Roy Likinya? It's got to do with what we're talking, that Rashi looked at it, that Avadah, he is being pilot. And the only reason why you don't need das is because it's a get of das, because he's shaking in the Shemayim. So he looked at it, so no one to say you don't even need royal king. Maybe that much you need. But Rashi looked at it that if it was Mahani, Shaloy Ladas, that means he's not the Poyel king at all. If he's not the Poyel king, just like it doesn't bother me if his Das Fakir, it doesn't bother me if he's any royal king at all. But just because a person is Yashan doesn't mean he can't acquire something. If a person is Yashan and he gets the Yerusha, he could be Kainit. There's no problem with the king, just he can't accomplish the king. So the Rashi looked at it that he's not accomplishing it. That's not what it is. So we're talking over here, basically two big insights over here, this Indian of the Kenyan Hayavama Babi is Gurus. One, the first point we're saying that the concept of being Gurus is that it's Gorim, it's Haratzim, and the Chepta Rabi, and not only Eshu of Das. And the other example we're talking about is the Kenyan Hayavama is a Chalois that he's Poyel Ba'atzmoin, or it's a Chalois that the Torah makes. And what's the principle? This doesn't have Das, and it's Nafkamin, it's the Gabi Kavona, the Hepech, and the Gabi, if you need Aegis, the King Adol. Let's talk a little bit about Hanukkah. Before getting into the point I want to share with you, I got to tell you an interesting story that happened to me. This, I think, was about 2 years ago. It was either on Hanukkah or right after Hanukkah. I got a call. I was sitting in my study, and somebody calls me. Somebody I didn't know. He introduced himself. I forgot the name. I don't think I remember that he was from Teaneck. And he said... Yeah, I heard some kind of shiur from mine online or something. Maybe even a shiur I said over here, possibly. And he had a few hours on the shiur, and we discussed whatever we had to discuss together. Then, at the close of the conversation, he says to me that he has a conscience bothering him many, many years. And he asked many, many scholars, and nobody was ever able to fire his daitoy. You know, he was never satisfied with any of the answers. He wondered if he could ask me the question. I said, if you know all the members of the rabbinic establishment that you've consulted, I've not been able to answer. It's doubtful. I'll be able to answer. Very doubtful. But I might have an offer in the kasha, so let me hear the kasha. And then he said the kasha, which I got, did not have so much on offer. The kasha went something like this. That bothered him like to no end. That Chazal say that if you have another Pesach, you have to light over there, Mishumar Zion. Because the guy who passes by doesn't know that you're lit in the front of the house. So Mamela, Chazal Mechayev, Shiyat Vidik Shad, he has to light over there. And he was like very upset about this, Takana Chazal. Like, it sounds so far fetched. He says, if the guy lives in the neighborhood, so he knows the tzuva of the bathroom, so he knows that you have in the front a Pesach to the Rosh Hashanah. So he wouldn't be chayshed you at all. He's just passing by the back. If he doesn't live in the neighborhood, he doesn't even know that a Jew lives in the Bechal. So it just sounded to him so far-fetched that Chazal should make such a shot that he had no peace of mind. And I see from the other movie, they think like me, these catches you don't ask, which I'm with you. But the problem was I saw that his whole Emunas Chachamim was based on this. Like it was to him almost Chas Rishon, a zilzal in the Chachamim that they should make such a wild, far-fetched shot. I felt I had to see what I could do to help him to overcome this Emunas Chachamim problem. And I told him, I thought about it for some time while I was on the phone with him. And it came to me something that was able to help him. And it's an insightful thing. It's not going to get it, even if the cash is not going to get it. And the vote is like this. Remember, the only thing I knew from him is he's from Teaneck. Which I think that's sort of inspiring this idea. I said to him that many, many people will be choshed on this. It's not a far-fetched chash at all. many, many people are very, very happy that the Chashmonaim won, and that it wasn't this kind of Zeira Lashkichim Tirasecha, Ulavir Mechugir Tzenecha, and they're happy to light up the house with the Menorah. But they don't want to completely cut themselves off from Western culture and Western civilization. Why should we be completely shut off from all the art and the drama and the sport and the intelligence and the chokhmah and architecture? Why should we be complete? So in the back door, they're going to leave it open so that the chokhmah zivanas could come in. They're willing to, you know, be very happy that we have the Torah. They might even prioritize in terms of Torah. But they're not holding by completely sealing the house off from the Hashpah of the Yavonis. And that's what Chazal say, that it's in every corner of the house, and every window, and every door. You've got to light them, and they have to burn any Hashpah that's coming in. That was the point. So at first he was very concerned, if I mean even like in terms of Panos, he can't study. So I said, I wasn't talking about Panos, I was talking about somebody who just loves Chofetz Chaim, and that's what he wants. It's not a question of just studying to know a profession. So that's what he was able to do with Kabbalah. And I realized that this is really an ikke theme in Hanukkah at this point, of about Taka. The main theme of Hanukkah is the idea of Atshe Tich L'Regel Min Hashuk, the way the Chassidim used to teach, that the old Hashpah that we have from the Shuk, all the Hegel that we get from the gas, the Ner Hanukkah should burn Atshe Tich until it's all destroyed. And it's all overcome. And the problem was that the Yavanim were infiltrating Klai Yisrael, and we have to protect. And we're living today in a time that all the chembis and chukas of the Umas Olam is very much penetrating our walls. And we kind of have to protect. And Chanukah would be the time that I did in Menorah to be very, you know, to be nizit, to gap every breach, any of those Yudgimel parts that any type of device is making, and it's being Ashpia on us and our children, and this would be the time to give a lot of attention to it, and the time that it should be the Ziyad Shemaya to overcome the Chofetz Yavanos by sealing off every corner of the house and every possible passive, any possible interest. This might be like a real Chanukah theme. What began as a odd kind of discussion, an odd question, I think it developed into an important theme. Let me talk with you another issue, and that is to understand what happened over here in the story of Hanukkah. What really happened? The country of Greece existed for hundreds of years before this time when they came against Faisal. And the Koyach of Yavin also was from the Tchilas Abir, the Koyach of Choshech. Right, the Pasuk says, V'arot, so he says, Soyu, V'voyu, V'choshech, Apnei Sahayim. So before Nasa Adam, there was already such a force in the Bria of Choshech that years later Yovan got a hold of that force and was able to be Meshabed Am Yisrael with it. But what happened at that point in history that a point got, it came to life? It was obviously a dormant force up until then. Yovan was nobody then. It was just another country on the map, the same way they are today. They still exist today as a country called Greece, but no way do they have this Kerachoshech that has an ability to Lahachshech as Yisrael B'Zeel said. And one Kuf in Kolimei Olam, Yovan got together with Choshech and had an ability and a tremendous Ruchnizdiga force in order to subjugate Klal Yisrael, to be Meshabed them, to make Misyav them, and to make Zeiris. And we had to overcome the force, and that's the story of Chanukah. So I want to know what was happening then, the Koyim Eilam, that gave birth to the rise of this force inside the country of Yavin and inside the force of Choshech. What happened? We do know one little thing. Anytime you go into this kind of question, what happened, there's always the Goyim, and the Goyim, the Goyim, and the Goyim, the Goyim, the Goyim. It's very hard to get all the way to the bottom of it. But let's try to move at least one level in understanding what brought it about. The Bach in Hilchos Chanukah says his famous shtickel that Klal Yisrael were misrashel b'avoda. There was a certain hisyashnus and hisrashlus that set in avoda, and I did the segus of the Hashmonoyim. That's how it was taken care of. But that's how Yavon got in. I did the hisrashlus. Now that could be true, but it's not maspik to get into this, because this hisrashlus comes up all the time. let's say when Amalek came Bisman Dera Midrash, they say Rafu Yudei Menatera. Avad, if this is Rasha, so then something comes. Or in the story of Purim, the Gemara Megillah says Bishvil Atzlish, always Yisrael Batera, so came Amalek then. I mean, that's a double parashat. I mean, but that doesn't explain why it's a punk v'yovin and this particular kayach to be machshir in Yisrael b'zeir haseim. Any tzor comes to Yisrael, there's some sort of misrashos. Additionally, I'd like to know why were they talking misrashos? It doesn't sound at that time it's the time for misrashos. That was a time that Kaiser just went up to Bayi Sheni. It was basically new. There should have been a lot of hisyashos and hischachos at that time. That was the beginning of Bayi Sheni, shortly after Ezra and Nehemiah came. El Mechaz against Yisrael, and they shechted Yitzhak, and they did all kinds of great things.
About 200 years after the beginning of Bayi Sheni, or 180 years before that. It would be like 200 years after the beginning of Bayi Sheni.
Oh.
And even more, by the people think Bayi Sheni lasted more than one, but just, Bayi Sheni
lasted 420
years, and it was 180 years before the
Torah,
210 years after
God exactly.
Yeah,
see, I'm going with what the Rambam says, assuming that was 420 years. He says that it was Chazra Malchus Yisrael for over 200 years. One second. Over 200 years, and it went for 180 years, the Shlita of Yom. So that means you're talking here starting 400 years before the Chum, from Bayi Sheni.
Not 400 years. Okay,
I'm saying, but that's my man in his schedule. And the Rambam says it was Chazra, yes, the Messiah Shana. No. In the Gemara, maybe you'd be right. There'd be no question. But the question I'm raising is based on the way the Rambam says it. He says it was Chazra Malchus Yisrael from Messiah Shana, and they were by for 180 years. And if you put together the Gemara and I went, oh, that's what you're thinking of, that says that Pompey Malchus Yisrael was very positive before the Chum. So then you talk about that, it must have started right after the...
Maybe the Rambam had the right judgment how long Bayi Sheni was. And some people think Bayi Sheni was...
We're going to assume that. I'm assuming that. I'm not assuming that there was some other 160 years. I'm not assuming that. So, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying the question that I'm talking...
Hanukkah happened at the beginning of Bayi Sheni.
Huh?
I never heard anybody say that Hanukkah happened at the beginning of
Bayi Sheni. Well, the Rambam is saying it. You just go to the Hajj.
I never heard such a thing.
So you live and learn.
That's not true.
I mean, that's good.
Nobody thinks that.
I don't know what to say. I just know what my man is saying.
Gemara doesn't. No, but I learned the Gemara, though. I mean, Gemara wasn't...
No, the Gemara is definitely a phenomenal source of wisdom. And definitely, you're dealing with the right tree of knowledge, and you're drinking from the right tree, but my man is also a source of knowledge, and that's what he says.
Finish.
I can't help you. No, you're finished, but you didn't accept it. But you didn't accept what the Rambam is saying. Listen, I can show you 500 Rambams that don't stem with the Gemara, and that usually starts a big discussion in the case of Mishnah and the Rav Magid, the life of Mishnah. And, you know, you may want to consult those works on this subject, but this is what the Rambam is saying. So he perceived that it started at the beginning, and I'm asking you on that, what created this Yashnas? The middle way to do it was as respectful as possible.
Yes.
But I didn't accept what he's saying, although the Gemara does say what he's saying. I'm familiar with the Gemara. I mean, that is fair.
I feel you know the Rambam.
Okay, good. No, and also, I think who assumes that it wasn't 420 years? I mean, that's only modern historians. Rav Schwab thing also thought that way. Very few people in our Machna accepted that.
How many years before? I think it's 210 or 180.
There was 180 that Yogan remained, and then it was Chazal Yisrael for 200 years. And that's before Pompey, which was 64 BCE. So if you just go to the Chazal, you'll just see.
So that's 220 years into Bayi Sheni.
No, it's not. Again, they reigned for 180 years, and then Chazal Yisrael had it for 200. Chazal Yisrael had it for 200 years. You hear what's going on? Yes, I'm Messiah Mishana.
Okay, fine. Goodbye.
No, it's good that you brought it up. We have to clarify this. It's good.
Hey, Gemara, look at it. See what Gemara says.
I know the Gemara. So I was asking what exactly brought about these rashis. The next point I want to know is, it looks like from the Gemara and Yuma, and from the Gemara Megillah, from a few places, that Shimon HaTzadik was somehow the koyach to subdue Yavan and Chayshach. The Gemara in Yuma says the story that Alexander Mukden, who was the head of the Malchus of Yavan, bowed to him and somehow perceived that it was his, the most, the king that was helping him in battle. And the Gemara Megillah says, Lema'astam v'lega'utam v'chaloysam, that's going bizman. Shehemadetzi lohem, Shimon HaTzadik, Matis Yo, Hashem Lohim. So it looks like Shimon HaTzadik was some sort of, had the ability to subdue the Koyach of Yovan, and as soon as he died, that's when the rise of Yovan came, and that's when they were able to make Zegas on Yisrael. So I was trying to understand what exactly was this Koyach, and why was it totally in the Misa of Shimon HaTzadik, that's when things changed, Yovan had the ability to make Zegas on Yisrael. And it looks like that we have to go to the Mishnah that I think we discussed other times, other points on the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Ovis of Antignish Ishaichi. Kibbul Mishim and Atadik, and he told everybody that you have to be over Shalayam and Aslakava Pass. Do you remember that Mishnah with all the rage over there? So he told everybody to be over Shalayam and Aslakava Pass, and it needs to be explained. What was the Tzarech HaShor to be refined from such a delicate Madrega of being Oyvid Shalom and Aslakam HaPras? That's not a Madrega for everybody. That's a Madrega for Yechidi School of Mamash. To be Oyvid Lishmo, the Rambam says that when you teach a child, you tell him that if he's going to do the mitzvahs and study, you're going to buy him a Gezim. When he gets a little older, you tell him you're going to buy him Nalayim. It's so, when he gets a little older, you tell him you're going to have a Shem Gadol, Kirabi Pliny, you're not talking about Covid. But you always talk Shalom Lishmo. You don't not Mechanech Lishmo because it's just not the Tchilas HaMadrega. And here, Antigon Shishaychi is caught telling the entire masses, the public, that you have to be Ovid Shalom and Aslak HaBapas. And Chazal said it was a Taina on him. Chazal said the Chacham Yisrael told him he's Zor B'Devrecha because he said that Tzadik Abaisis sort of misunderstood what he said, and they sort of understood that there's no Schar at all, and then they were Hochu U'Poku. So they mourned him, but he shouldn't say it. If you notice, anytime the Rambam talks about being over the Shema, he'll always add, V'soif ha-toiv alovi b'glola. So I heard B'shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky that he said that because of that time of Chachom Yizor b'divreichem, the Rambam is always afraid just to talk about the Madrega b'Shema without adding V'soif ha-toiv alovi b'glola. Because that was the time of Antigash Yisrael, so to avoid that, he'll throw in those few words. Even though he's a middle of a shmuz about being over without that type, being over the shmo. So what drove Antigonus Yosef to rise and to teach everybody this? And in order to explain that, it's Kant Klor, we have to Shtotsu and Gemara. Put together a few Gemaras and we'll see what's happening. What happened was that when Antigonus Yosef was Mekabel from Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik had just then died, and when he died, the Nehem Aravi was covered. Now, when the Menem Arabi was called, stating Yom HaSaita that the Kohenim stopped being Mavorach Klai Yisrael in the biggest Kohenim with the Shem HaMfeish. Mishemei Shimon HaTzadik nimnu HaKohenim Mavorach Yisrael b'Shem HaMfeish. Taishua says, what's the connection? Why they stopped? So Taishua says, because we learn how to say the Shem HaMfeish from the Pasuk in Yisrael. It says, Kol Mokrim Asher Ovi Yilecha Shom Tazkir Shemi Uberachticha. So, Kol Man Shem HaTzadik was alive, and it was Ashchosh Ashchin and Migdash from the Nehem Aravi. They looked at the Migdash as a Mokom Ashavi Lecha, so he should be Maskir Shem HaMfurish and then get the Bracha. But once Shem HaTzadik died, and it was covered in Aravi, so they did not perceive the bias as the Mokom Ashavi Lecha. So at that point, they stopped being Maskir Neshem Hashem, and maybe a certain level of Bracha stopped. So up until Shimon HaTzadik died, Al Kol Avodim Avodim, there was Birkas Kohenim. After every Musaf and every Talmud, there was a Birkas Kohenim. And they were masked Shem HaMfarish, and there was a tremendous Shefa of Bracha that was happening to Klai Yisrael. Now, Mishemei Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohenim are not saying the Shem HaShem, so there's some sort of Chesara and great decrease in the Bracha. So now, Antigon Shishaychi, who he's the one to rise to read to Talib Klai Yisrael after Shem HaTzadik, is teaching everybody that it's not just about the Bracha. We were always doing that Avodah Shalom and Aslak HaBapras. Don't think it's all got to do with the biggest claim that you're going to get the Bracha after each Avodah. Even though now, you don't have any the pras anymore, you should still keep on doing the avodah. But the basic change that happened over here in this kufa we Yevalim rose was that the zman of the Neviim was over. In the beginning of the Aliyah by Shein Shet Gimel Neviim Oli Moim and Agrila, that's a brayis in Perkochi Kochim, and that's Chag Yisrael Malachi, and they were still being Menabel Yisrael. And then after they died, Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiyori Anshiknes Agrila Umehem Kam Neviim, and it sounds like he was not a Navi. And that's when a certain Hester Ponim was held. Kol Zman Diz Nevuah B'Yisrael, that means it's a Zman Gili Ponim, and that's when things are clear. Luchni is the values are clear. And I think the Chazanish goes so far as to say that the concept that whoever's an Apikoyres, Meridin, Valoy Malin, that was only B'Zman that there was Nevuah. So things were clear. So you can mourn a person why he doesn't believe. But from the time that the peace of Nevuah, so then things are not as clear. So you, the time on that Apikoyres is not as great. And maybe you don't say on him, Meridin Valoy Malin. So Shimon HaTzadik was Meshiyori Anshikhasek Zayla. He was sort of a shirayim of that great board that had Kamen Avim, but he himself was not an Avi, but it was enough to hold down the Gili Shchina idea in Neir Maravi. Once he died, then the real Hester Ponim started setting in, and Yovan has that ability by the Hester Ponim to make a Chayshuk and to make doubts and to make Sveikis and to sort of take over and start being Machlif and start presenting other things and trying to and create the big chayshir and make the exegas. It looks like what was happening then is once the name of Rabbi was covered and the Beis Hamikdash does not have a prenah of Makom Asher Ovi Lecha, they don't see Gili Shchin anymore. At that point is where, which, so Kol Moshe Masada was alive, he was able to subdue the Yovan, even though he wasn't Mamish and Ovi, but this time it was Mishiyori, the Shirayim was enough to keep the name of Rabbi Doedek. That was the Eidin Shashrin Shayim Yisrael, so that did not allow the Koyach of Yovan to rise, but Mishimashim and Tzadik, that's when it was Hutter and Tzu, when it was able to start. So it's important to know that the, in Mishnah Rabban, he says, he brings Medayim to the Pesuk, when he brings a Kliyokas, something in that direction. He says that the Pasuk says, Mikashta Mishom, it says, Hashem Lekecha. The pasuk says that in Golus, Mishom, Bikashtem, Umatzazaki, Silvashen, Bahalavavu, Namshah. That pasuk is saying that in Bizman Hest upon him, in order to achieve a Ha'or Ruchness, you have to do it Bahalav and Bahalavish. Bizman of Gili Ponim, even if you didn't put in so much effort, if you just showed up in the Azor on the Yontif, Bishaz, Riz Ponim Azor, you might have gotten Ruach HaKadosh. I'm sure you Ruach HaKadosh. You didn't need that much effort in order to get Hayor Ruchness. Even if you just put in a little bit, there would be a great return. It's only Bizman that the Hester Ponim will be cashed in Mishom as Hashem Likafik. You see the Roshana B'chol Vavav B'chol Nafsh, that person has to really apply himself B'chol Levi B'chol Nefesh to be Masik Kiyoni Ruchni. Let's see how much amelius does it take for a person to know a sugya, to know a masichta. He started, he comes every day, daf yom, and he learns and he harvests, and by the time he's on daf yom, he forgot daf base. All these in yonim, that the return is so much less than the amount that you put in. This is all a byproduct of this man of Hester Ponim. This man Gili Ponim, a person would put in a little effort, and it would be a tremendous, it would be par of a rova. Whatever effort he would put in, shteit l'gabi the Neviim, that vayovoy besoich bnei neviim vayisna begam hu heim yimohem, that he himself wasn't enough. He just came into the sviva of the bnei neviim and he starts being misnaba. So this was the big issue over here. I believe that when the Bach says that they were misrashel ba'avoda, it doesn't mean that they started doing less than they used to do. They were doing the exact same thing, but kolzman there was always upon them. So even with a little avoda, you got a big return. You got a Soga Ruchness, you got inspired, you had a big sipok, you had a tremendous sense of satiation from the amount that you did. But now that it became a Hester Ponim, so now you need to be Mivakish B'cholei V'chol Nefesh, so that maybe was the Yisrashlus. What brought about the Yisrashlus was the Hester Ponim. What brought about the Hester Ponim was the piece of Hanavua. And it's Kedai to know that the Miri suggests that what was good in the piece of Nevuah was actually the Yevalim also. The reason why Nevuah stopped, according to the Miri, is because Alexander the Great made so many Muhammads and so many Ratzikas, and he made the world into a bloodbath that people now could not even achieve the tranquility that's necessary to reach Navor. He needed a certain amount of simcha, and he made such tzaras, and he wreaked such havoc in the world that you were not unable to get to the Hashkoiz Shribe Simcha, and then Mele, he's got to blame on the peace of Navor. Once it's done of war, that's when the Chayshik could set in. And the message that the Chashmonaim taught us is to be Dayrish B'chalev and B'chalevish. They were Messiah La'avosei, after they were Messiah from a big, a tremendous a passion for it. And that is what was Masakhai. So from there on, from his man of Giliponim, he reads, he said, Roshelev B'chalevavcha B'chalevavcha. That's what one person needs to overcome it. So was it answered some of the questions that were brought up? You want to know what brought about the Aliyah of Yom? What brought it about was the peace of kind of war. That's what it looks like. And we wanted to know what made the discussions by Avodah. Because once you have such a situation that of Hester Panim, you need to put in much, much more work in order to achieve the Ha'or Ruchness and that needed a commitment of Halev Halevish, which they were not used to. You were able to just do a little bit and get a tremendous return. Okay, so we still have to clarify the Rambam, how Rambam Shtimus with the Gemara, right? That's still a big concern of, you, of yours that we have to see, which I don't know how much Shtimus right now. I have to look at it, but I do think a little hard on the Pasha. I don't mind saying a nice hard on the Pasha, but that looks very tired. Are you sure you're Shliach Tzibah and asking for that?
Yes.
Yeah, Shliach Tzibah. Okay, in that case, I'll be happy to have a thought on the patch. I think is very relevant. If it's a little revolutionary, but it's partial if you think about it. If you look at the beginning of Mikkei, probably had some kind of dream, and he turns to everybody for help, and nobody can help him. This guy's talking about seven wars and 7 years, and daughters and sons. Everybody's talking. And if you just read the dream, everyone sounds so silly. I mean, listen to what he said. He said fat camels, skinny camels. That means Seva and Razan. I mean, that's what it means. They're coming out of the Nile. The Nile was the source of Panosa for the home of time. They're coming out of the Nile, these skinny camels. The source of all the irrigation there. So it's clear that there's going to be Razan. Like, how intelligent do you have to be? And when you talk about Shibon, that Dakish to Fiskar, I mean, the dream itself sounds like a pisser. It doesn't sound like that is the thing, you need a place to figure that out. A guy saw an elephant in a dream, you say the answer is chesidus, or something like that. That is the thing, you needed some talent. There was not one guy in the whole land of Israel that had a glatter cup that was able just to say, listen to what you're saying. You've got the answer right there. I have a similar question at the end of Yeshiv also. He said, I'm going to give the case of Kaf Paroi. I mean, that's what the Saramash is saying. And then being sacred, the only thing he just didn't know is if the Shleisha Tzarigim is Shleisha Yomim or Shleisha Chadashim or Shleisha Shanim. You know, I mean, but if you know in 3 days this is going to be the Yom Hiladus, so then you know that the Shleisha, so you know Shleisha Yomim. Who needs the great, brilliant Yosef and Tali for it? So I'm going to answer the one over here in Mikkei. The one over here is another Shmuz. You hear the question? There was nobody but a Glatta Kab. Everybody's following with the wars and with Zaydi Gazachim. And there's one word that you got to understand, and it's Klar. In Egypt, Pari was a deity. He declared himself a deity. As a deity, the Nile can have no control over him. He has 100% control over the Nile. There was nobody in that whole society, in that whole civilization, that believed that the Nile could have any control over Pari. And if there was a guy that was cynical enough to believe that, he would get decapitated for suggesting such a piss. Yosef comes in and says, I'm of a different religion. He's introduced as an Ivri, and he comes in talking about Elikim Yana Shleim Pari. He's talking of a different religion, a different belief system. Once you got the right belief system, then everything is clear. Then there are no questions. Then he was able to say it very simply and very clearly. But everybody there that was 100% sold on that belief system could not even entertain such a glaring, obvious thought that the Nile should have any Caesar. If Pari believed it, everybody else believed it. That was the system of reasoning. So he could never come up with such a pistol as glaring as it may is. Could be the same thing, but you can't come up with it even if it's glaring. helps us throughout the parasha. How you talk of the brothers don't chap, this is Yosef. How long does it take to chap? Chazal says something about a beard. I mean, this doesn't have ma'isim b'chol yom that you meet a person that originally was beardless and now he has a beard. How long does it take to chap? The yofi of Yosef. It was probably one in the world such a yofi. Just look at his face.
It was a white man.
Huh?
The white man, he's a white man.
That's right. Like, how? Like, and they're just not chapi. What's the pshat not chapi? Aren't these brilliant, intelligent men? What's the pshat not chapi? I'll tell you exactly why they're not chapi. Because when they paskened on him, the Misa, they were 100% sure, with 1,000% conviction, that he's not Melech. He's not the Lord of Malchus. It's Yehuda, it's not him. And when you have so much conviction, you're never going to see it differently, unless it mamish slaps you in the face. So if he still wouldn't have a beard, that would be slapping him in the face. As long as you have some talents to be tolerant with a beard that's, I don't reckon it's not him, then you're going to live with your conviction 100%. It's the godless of the Shvat. That when they made the Pesach, they were 100% sure they'd have any sveikas. And more than that, Yosef, throughout the parasha, is doing things that he's going to blow his cover. He's putting Reuven here and Shimon there. I mean, is he trying to hide himself or is he trying to reveal himself? What's he trying to do? He sounds like he doesn't want to cry. He goes inside. He's trying to hide. He's trying to keep up this thing. So why is he saying, and looking at my glass bowl and I see that this one doesn't have a mother. Like why is he letting him chap? There's no question that Yosef is hoping and begging them to chap. Because if they would chap, that would be a shtickle tshuva. That means that you could dawn on you that I'm Roy the Malchus. It could dawn on you. So he's giving more and more simonim, and he's hoping that it would chap. He just can't do anything that gives it away, because that's no chachma. And the attacker didn't chap. Till he said, "Ani Yosef Achichem Kipi Adam Aleichem," spoke Lashon Kri, they couldn't chap. And that is the big tzor that we're still suffering out of him, as people say, so that they were so sure. And they weren't able to perceive the tzidkus of Yosef. They weren't able to perceive the madriga. But he really wanted them to happen. He was giving them more and more simon. A Melech Mitzrayim is coming and says, "Esalikim ani yorei." Today, thousands of years later, who would ever say "Esalikim ani yorei"? Who talks the way he believes away? Not Jayek. He has a son, Menashe Ephraim, and some that also be done. Probably Nikita. They may have a different. They don't see it. They don't see it because they're so sure he's not going. They never will mark his sisters. And Yosef was hoping and begging that he should see it. And this is similar to the union. It's based on the belief system, what a person could appreciate, and how he could be maskal dvaremis, and then he always has his biases, and he just can't see it. You know, this is something that we see ma'isim b'chol yom. And it's been a pleasure coming here. We started talking a little bit of Yevamos, then we went to that story with the guy from Tinek, and then we went into the Antikin Shir Soichai and Shimon HaTzadik before and after. And now we'll be starting with this vote on the Siddur. Shkeir.